The Boy in the Jungle. Good morning, parents, teachers, and all the students. Welcome to Year 1F's Christmas show entitled The Boy in the Jungle. Please sit, relax, and enjoy. Thank you. Once upon a time, in the middle of the jungle, there was great silence. Suddenly, a tiger roared furiously. That night, he was watching a group of campers, and especially a little boy who made him really hungry. "This is a beautiful night. I'm glad we are out here camping. I love looking at the stars and moon in the sky."
"Me too.
The campfire keeps us warm as well."
"Oh no.
Don't worry, we are safe here."
"Are we?
And where is Tom?"
"Oh, Tom. He must have wandered off somewhere when we were not looking."
"I have to eat that little boy. He looks so delicious." The boy had already walked away from the camping group and headed to the wolf's cave. As soon as the mother wolf saw him, he took him inside the cave along with her cubs.
"Yay! Yay! Yay!
We have a little brother."
"Don't be silly. He does not look like us."
"So, is he food?"
"Yes.
He must be yummy."
Shh! Try to be quiet. I'm sure that the tiger must be around here. I know he can smell you from a very long distance."
"Do you mean see us?"
"No,
I said smell us."
"From a distance?
How long is his nose?"
"I know.
It must be very long and too big. I wish I had a long nose too." A few minutes later, the tiger came to the cave where Mother Wolf, her cubs, and the little boy were hiding.
"We know you're in there. Mother Wolf, Mother Wolf, give us the little boy."
"Never, over my dead body."
"Then dead you shall be if you don't give him to us. But for now, we will leave you in peace."
The tigers knew how well protected the little boy was, so they decided to leave.
"Someday we will come back, we swear."
Mother Wolf took care of the little boy and even taught him how to howl like a wolf. When the boy grew up, she introduced him to some of the animals of the jungle. "She is a black panther. He is the great bear. And he is the brave elephant." The panther, the bear, and the brave elephant became the little boy's tutors. They taught him to listen and understand all the languages of the different animals of the jungle. They also taught him to love, respect, and to have fun with the other animals, the giraffe, the zebra, the rhinoceros, the rabbit, the eagle, and the snake. One day, the boy saw an eagle and asked him,
"Listen, eagle, how is life over there in the sky?"
"Wonderful. You know, among all the animals that live in the jungle, I have the best eyesight. So, from over here, I can see some of the animals I will hunt to live." Then the snake was slithering by, and the boy stopped it.
"Hey, snake, how do you spend your time?"
"Well, when it's a nice and cool day, I like to lie over the rocks and rest." Next, he saw a beautiful giraffe with the longest neck and asked him,
"What do you do to grow up so much? Your neck is very long."
"I don't know. My parents say that's the way we are. At night, we get together to eat all the delicious leaves from the trees that nobody can reach." He also asked the zebra, What do you do to have fun around here?
I run throughout the jungle. Nobody runs as fast as I do.
But you look so strange, and you're so small.
You're not from around here, are you?
He asked the rhinoceros that was standing nearby,
Why do you have just one big horn on your face?
Other animals have two.
It's my protection from the big animals who want to harm me.
Having just one horn on my face makes me different from all the other animals.
Finally, he asked the rabbit, What do you eat to jump so high and run so fast?
I eat many carrots and I exercise every day. You see, just like you, I am very small, and I would be someone's food if I couldn't run fast.
Well, it's late and I have to go back to the cave. I'll see you all tomorrow. Have fun and have a good night's sleep.
Good night. Take care.
A few days later, while the boy was taking a nap in the jungle, a very funny monkey approached him.
Hey, 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 look who is here.
Hello.
Who are you?
Are you lost?
Do you want to play?
We can teach you how to jump and swing from one tree to another.
Come, let's show you how. It will be so much fun when you try it out.
Without waiting for an answer, the monkey started to jump up and down just to get the boy's attention. Then they decided to take him to the abandoned city where they made him prisoner. The eagle saw what was happening and he quickly went to see his friends, who immediately formed a rescue team.
I have an idea.
What is it?
Tell us quickly.
We don't have a lot of time.
The monkeys are scared of the snake. We have to go see her. Maybe she will help us.
So they went to see the snake.
Hello. Anybody home?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Why are you here?
Everything okay?
No.
The monkeys took the boy. And we need your help to save him.
Where is he?
Where did they take him?
In the old city where nobody lives anymore.
We must hurry if we want to find him alive.
Yes, we have to go there immediately before the tigers find him.
If the tigers get there before us, I'm sure they will eat him.
And the monkeys cannot protect him.
Of course not. They are too weak. The tigers will eat them too.
Hurry up then, let's go.
I hope we are not too late.
When they arrived to the city, the snake chased the monkeys while the bear and the elephant set free the poor little boy.
As they were celebrating, the tiger suddenly appeared and one of them said,
At last I found you.
Now you're mine, little boy.
The tiger furiously jumped over the boy, but the panther got in the middle and saved the little boy.
Then the bear, the elephant, and the snake approached silently, and the panther with a tremendous roaring said,
You're stronger than each one of us, but take a closer look. There are four of us against you.
At that moment, the four of them jumped over the tiger, but unfortunately, he managed to escape to the jungle with the two other tigers that were looking on, promising never to come back.
We will never come back, we swear.
Ha 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 ha! Goodbye, tigers!
And so the boy made new friends with all the jungle animals except for the tigers. But as they were still standing there, the boy's camping friends came looking for him. When they saw him, they hugged him, saying,
Thank God you're alive!
The boy introduced them to his new friends, and they all gathered around and had one big dance celebration.
That's all we had for you this morning. We hope you enjoyed our show.
Year 1F wishes you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.